Your taxes hold the key.
Employers' annual return, SO2, becomes due on March 31, and employers, particularly those with more than 40 persons on their payroll, are encouraged to file online via the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax-online.gov.jm. Employers may also submit their SO2 return inline by visiting any tax office or NHT location. SO2 forms are available at all TAJ, NIS and NHT offices, as well as electronically on the websites of the various agencies. Employers are advised that the form must be properly completed. Pay particular attention to entering the TRN and NIS number for all employees where applicable, as incomplete returns will not be accepted. For additional information, employers may contact the TAJ or NHT customer care centers at 1-888-TAX-HELP or 1-888-CALL-NHT or visit the SO2 web hub at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
Find out how to access funeral grants under the National Insurance Scheme if your spouse or relative who was an NIS contributor has died. Get the facts now. The funeral grant is one of the many benefits offered to contributors under the National Insurance Scheme, NIS. The funeral grant is payable upon the death of an NIS contributor or pensioner or the spouse of an NIS contributor or pensioner, provided that the required contributory conditions are met. In order for an NIS contributor or their spouse to qualify for a funeral grant, the contributor must have made an average of at least 10 weekly contributions for every year that he or she was eligible to contribute to the scheme.
However, outside of that, if the person doesn't qualify based on the average at the time of death, the funeral grant can also be paid if there have been 26 contributions made in the year prior to death or 52 contributions made in the 2 years prior to death. In addition to the qualifying contributory condition, if the deceased is a pensioner or the spouse of the deceased is an NIS pensioner, then the contributory conditions have already been met. So the funeral grant is automatic. The person is automatically eligible for the funeral grant because they would not have need to meet the qualifying contributory conditions again because they have already met them in order to become a pensioner.
Director of Social Security in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Denzel Thorpe. The funeral grant was last increased on January 10, 2013. From $70,000 to $80,000. Mr. Thorpe says the claim for a funeral grant must be made within 1 year after the death of the NIS contributor, pensioner, or the respective spouse. Now, in order to access the funeral grant, eligible persons must complete an application form and submit it to the NIS office. The form must be submitted along with a death certificate.
In addition to the death certificate, if it is that it is the spouse's contributions that need to be made, there also needs to be provided the marriage certificate. And where it is that it is a common law union, there must be letters from two individuals who can vouch for the common law union and the length of time that the common law union has been in place. Of course, we also need the birth certificate of the deceased, or if it is that the contributions are on the spouse, then we need the proof of birth for the spouse as well.
Director of Social Security in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Denzel Thorpe. That's it for Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.